Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? How are you feeling today? Well, it's getting kind of cold in Las Vegas, so I'm getting a little chilly. But the sun is still out, and it's a beautiful day to be in Vegas. So I'm happy to be here. And we got a great show lined up for you today. We have some real interesting information, and we're going to start it off by talking about the sports. This weekend was a great weekend for sports. Yeah, we had two games this weekend. We had the New Orleans Saints playing the Los Angeles Rams, and the New England Patriots playing the Kansas City Chiefs. And it was a great weekend because both games went into overtime and had to be won in overtime. So they played the regular 60-minute game, and then they had to play some overtime minutes to determine who the winner was going to be. The first game with the New Orleans Saints, the Saints led the whole game. And they got down to the fourth quarter, and the Rams made a comeback. They scored three touchdowns in the fourth quarter and came back. And they tied the game up. They kicked a field goal to send the game into overtime. So they got the ball first. The Rams got the ball first in the overtime, and they drove the ball downfield and got all the way to the New Orleans Saints end of the field, and they were like 35 yards outside from the end zone, and they went to kick a field goal, and it went good. And the Rams beat the Saints in the NFC Championship game. The Rams won. And I was really disappointed, even though I'm from L.A., but I was hoping that the Saints were going to go to the Super Bowl. And the Rams beat them in the Super Bowl. They beat them in the NFC Championship playoff game. Wow, it was a great game, though, folks. So if you saw the game, it was really exciting all the way to the end. And then afterward, the New England Patriots went to Kansas City and played the Kansas City Chiefs in Kansas City. And Kansas City's a tough place to play because the crowd gets really loud in Kansas City. And so when the Kansas City, I forgot the Kansas City's name, Kansas City Chiefs, yeah, when the Chiefs got the ball, it was quiet in the stadium. But when New England got the ball, the crowd in Kansas City went crazy. They were loud and obnoxious, and they made it difficult for Tom Brady to call signals, and it cost him time to be able to change the plays at the line because the crowd was so loud that it didn't give Tom a whole lot of time to do any audibles at the line. But Kansas City's defense played real good. And we always said Kansas City had an offense and they could score points, but we didn't think they had a defense. But New England came out and scored like 3 touchdowns to start the game off. They were ahead 21-0 by the time Kansas City got on the board. And then Kansas City scored a touchdown, and it was 21-7. And then in the fourth quarter, Kansas City scored again and again. And the next thing you know, it was tied up 31-31. And they went into overtime. Kansas City kicked the field goal and sent the game into overtime. So it was tied up 31-31 going into overtime. And they flipped the coin, and I think New England got the ball first, but they went down the field, but they didn't score. So Kansas City got the ball, and they went down the field on 4 long passes, and they got close to the end zone, and they scored, and they won the game. Oh, it was great. It was a fantastic win. And I think the final score was 37-31. They won by 6 points to win the final score of the AFC Championship game. And Kansas City hasn't been to the Super Bowl in 49 years. So now they get a shot to go play in the Super Bowl, which is going to be played in Atlanta. The Atlanta Falcons home stadium is going to be where the Super Bowl is going to be played. So the Kansas City scored the winning touchdown. No, it was Tom Brady and the New England Patriots that scored the winning touchdown. They got the ball and went all the way down the field and scored on a 2-yard run from one of their running backs. Everybody was expecting it to be a quarterback sneak, and Tom Brady handed the ball off to his running back, and he walked into the end zone. And that's how they won the game, 37-31. My bad. Kansas City's going home, and New England's going to the Super Bowl. So New England will be playing the Los Angeles Rams in the Super Bowl coming 2 weeks from now. It'll be February 3rd. They'll be playing the Super Bowl in Atlanta, in Atlanta Falcons home stadium. It should be a good one, folks. So get your TV sets and get your drinks and get your food ready because it's going to be a good game. Oh, yeah, my boys from L.A. should represent. And New England Patriots have a history. This will be their 8th Super Bowl that they've gone to since 2002. So they're looking forward to being the not the underdog. The Rams will be the underdog, and the New England Patriots will be the favorites. But it should be a good game, folks. Yes, it should be exciting. All right. Now, I got some news to report to you. Right. Now. the first person to enter the Democratic race for the president is a black woman, and her name is Kamala Harris, and she went to school at Howard University in Washington, D.C., and then she went to law school in Washington, D.C., and she was a prosecuting attorney in California, and she decided that she wants to represent the people of the United States, and that's her campaign slogan. She's going to do it representing the people of the United States. You know, like Donald Trump said, to make America great again. Well, she's decided that she wants to do what America should have done. She's representing the people, and she's going to do it for the people, the middle class and the low-income class, and for everybody else in America. She's making the situation right for everybody. So get out and vote for Kamala Harris. She's a black woman, and she's a prosecutor from California, and now she's a state senator from California. They'll be looking for her on the election ballot, because she's going to put it down for all the people in America. All right. Well, that's the news for today. Well, DJ Papa D, do we have time for a song, or is it time to do our commercial break?
We have a few minutes before the commercial break, but I can play a song if you want.
Okay. Yeah, play a song. I got some people out here talking. Can you hear them?
Yeah, I'll play a song for you. All right, we're going to hear, we're going to start off the day with Do I Diddy by Manfred Mann, going all the way back to the 60s again.
All right, that's...
There she was, just walking down the street singing
Do I Diddy, Diddy, Dum, Diddy, Do.
Popping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing
Do I Diddy, Diddy, Dum, Diddy, Do.
She looked good.
Fine.
She looked good, she looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing
Do I Diddy, Diddy, Dum, Diddy, Do.
Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing
Do I Diddy, Diddy, Dum, Diddy, Do.
We
walk on
to my door. We walk on to my door, then we kissed a little more. Oh, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day singing
Do I Diddy, Diddy, Dum, Diddy, Do.
Oh, we're so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay singing
Do I Diddy, Diddy, Dum, Diddy, Do.
Well, I'm hurt.
Mine. She's mine.
I'm hers.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Whoa, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day singing
Do I Diddy, Diddy, Dum, Diddy, Do.
Oh, we're so happy. How we gonna stay singing
Do I Diddy, Diddy, Dum, Diddy, Do.
Well, I'm hurt.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
She's mine.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna shine. Whoa, oh yeah.
Do I Diddy, Diddy, Dum, Diddy, Do.
We'll sing it
to Do I Diddy, Diddy, Dum, Diddy, Do.
Oh, yeah.
Do I Diddy.
Conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yo, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Yeah, I'm in a good mood today. In fact, I got a story to tell you. You know, I was walking down the street going to the Sam Boyce Stadium, which is the football stadium in Las Vegas where UNLV plays their football games. And just for your own notification, the Raiders are coming to Vegas, and if they show up before 2020, they're going to play their football games at Sam Boyce Stadium, at least for 1 year. 2019 to 2020, they're going to play at Sam Boyce Stadium. So anyway, I was walking down the street getting ready to catch the bus to go to Sam Boyce Stadium to watch UNLV and Arizona play a football game. And I was walking down the street and I found this cooler. And the cooler had wheels on it. So I started pulling the cooler down the street, and I thought, oh, this would be great. I can go to the Sam Boyce Stadium, and I can buy some beer, and I got my food stamp card, so I can get me, oh, two or three cases of sodas and put the sodas on ice, and I can get on the bus and take my cooler to Sam Boyd Stadium. So that's what I did. I went into a gas station and bought a bag of ice and put the ice in my cooler. And then I went into a store, I think it was a Von store, and I bought 3 cases of sodas and put them in the cooler. And then I went into the liquor department at Von's, and I bought 3 24-ounce cans of beer. That's right. I bought some St. Ives, and I bought 2 Old English. That's right, because I wanted to get fucked up. So I bought 3 cans of 24-ounce cans of beer, and I took those and put them in the cooler, too. So I was going down the street, and I got on the bus and rode the bus to Sam Boyd Stadium. And I got out, and the game hadn't started yet, but the teams were out on the field, and they were practicing. They were warming up. And I got to the gate, and I could see the teams on the field, and they were warming up. So I started walking around the stadium in the parking lot, and I started seeing all of these people pulling into the parking lot, and they were getting set up in their parking spaces, and I could see them pulling out their big screen TVs, and they were setting up their barbecue pits, because they were getting ready to do their tailgate partying in the parking lot. And I had my cooler full of sodas, and I was walking around, and I popped my St. Ives, and I was drinking my St. Ives beer while I was walking around the parking lot. And I was just checking everybody out. I wasn't really in a hurry, because I knew the game was going to last for like 3 hours. And so I was going to walk around and sell sodas in the parking lot. So everybody was getting set up in the parking lot. I had gotten there early, so everybody was still pulling into the parking lot, and they were parking their campers in the section where all the campers, and then some people were pulling out their trucks, and they pulled out their barbecue pits and was lighting their barbecue pits up. They had barbecue kits on the back of their barbecue pit, and some of them had gas igniters to light the barbecue pits. And so I walked around, and I was watching everybody set up their big screen TVs in the back of their trucks. And some people had set their big screen TVs out in the parking lot. They had a stand to put their TVs on. So they were sitting around, and they had lounge chairs, and they had big furniture out in the parking lot, and I was really impressed with how everybody was setting up for the game. So I walked all around the parking lot, and I hadn't started selling anything. I was just drinking my beer, checking everybody out. And I walked around, and when I finished my first can of beer, I was walking around, and I said, all right, well, I have my sodas on ice, so everything should be nice and cold now. So I took the sodas out the boxes and mixed them up with the ice. And I said, okay, I got, what, 24, that's 6 times 12, 72 sodas I had in the crate in my cooler. So I said, all right, I'm going to start selling sodas. How much should I sell the sodas for? I said, well, let me start off with 50 cents of soda. So I started walking around, and I was telling people, I got ice cold sodas for sale, 50 cents a piece. And I walked around and a few people came to me and they bought some sodas. So I started making a little money and I walked around the whole parking lot and I made the first trip around and I think I sold like 12 sodas. And I was feeling pretty good and I popped a whole English can of beer and I started drinking my beer. And I was walking around and I stopped to watch the football game on a couple of TVs, the big screens that people had sitting out on the back of their truck or they had in their SUV. I was watching the big screen. So I was looking at some games while I was drinking my beer. And I kept walking by people, and I could hear them cheering for the games and getting excited. And I really didn't care who won. Even though I'm here in Las Vegas, I wasn't really caring about UNLV winning the game. I was just interested in making some money in the parking lot. So that's what I was concerned with. And so I walked around and I met a couple of people and they bought some sodas from me and I sat up and talked to them while we watched the game for a little bit. And then it was halftime and I took off and walked around the parking lot some more and I met some more people and we were having a good time in the parking lot. I was really enjoying myself as I was walking around, but I had finished my second beer, so I was feeling really good. And I was walking and I had sold some more beer, some more sodas, so I went through the first 24 packs, and I was really happy. I was making money. So, well, it's time for a commercial break. So, Papa D, play a song, and then I'll get back to my story in a minute. In a minute.
Well, since she put me down, I've been up to it in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. Oh, Ronnie, you look so fine, and I know I'm gonna be taking some time for you to help me run the belt and get her out of my heart.
Run, help me run the belt.
I'm Gregory Gerard. Big Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366, and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Yeah, I was telling you about a trip I took to the tailgate party of the UNLV football game. They were playing Arizona, and I don't know who was winning, but I was walking around the parking lot at the tailgate party, and I was seeing people, and they were drunk. Oh, man, there were some people that were so drunk. They were tripping and falling over each other. They were betting on the game, and they were dropping money on the ground. And, of course, I picked it up. Yeah, it was interesting, and I walked around, and I was back people if they had some extra beer, because I had drank my last beer, and so I was trying to get another beer to drink. And they had a couple of people that were like, well, I could give you a beer, but I'm going to have to charge you. And I was like, okay, I got a few dollars. I can give you a dollar for a beer. And so they sold me a beer for a dollar. And it was only a 12-ounce can. I didn't even get a 24-ounce can. I got a 12-ounce. So I was happy. I drank the beer anyway because I had drank three already. So I was feeling no pain. And I was just walking around. And I was looking at the game at all the big screens as I was walking around. And but I was just tripping off of all of the guys that were drunk. And their wives were drunk. At least I think they were their wives. They could have been their girlfriends. And they could have been students from UNLV. And they were just drunk in the parking lot. And I was laughing. Oh, they were tripping over each other. It was funny. I was like, well, these people look crazy when they get drunk. But that's how they do it in Las Vegas. You know, getting drunk is an everyday thing. So I was walking around, and I sold some more sodas, and I got invited into this motorhome to play some dominoes. So I got in there and played a couple of games of dominoes and drank me a couple more beers, and I had a good time. And then I said, all right, people, I got to leave because I got to go out here and make some more money. So I got out the motorhome, and I was walking around with my cooler. I only had like about 12 sodas left. So I was walking around trying to sell the last of the 12 sodas. And this man walked up to me, and he looked over my sodas, and he said, yeah, he wanted to buy some sodas. But he was drunk, and he pulled his money out, and he dropped his money all on the ground. So I reached down, and I picked it up for him, and I was handing it to him. And he backed up and tripped over his barbecue pit. And all of the barbecue briquettes fell on him and caught his clothes on fire. His shirt was burning up. And I was standing there looking at him, and he was on fire. And I said, whoa, he's on fire. And nobody came to help him. And I just stood there, and I was in shock. I was like, man is burning up. His clothes are burning up. And nobody was running over there to help him. So I took some ice out of my cooler and put it on his clothes and tried to cool him off, tried to stop him from burning up. And I stopped most of the fire, and then somebody came and put a blanket on him and put the fire out. So I was like, well, I'm glad that that happened, because he was going to burn up. He was going to burn up if I hadn't put ice on him. So I was really happy about that. But it was funny watching the man roll around burning up. It was funny. He was on fire. And I was like, wow, really? Is that what happens in Las Vegas? People just catch fire and other people just watch him burn up? Wow, that was amazing. So after they put his fire out, and I walked up, and I was walking down the parking lot, and it was the fourth quarter, and the game was about to be over. And I walked up, and somebody came up and bought my last 12 sodas. So I was happy with that. I sold out, and I poured my ice out, and I just walked off the parking lot, and I think UNLV won the football game. I'm not really sure because I wasn't really paying attention, but it was the end of the game. So I just emptied my cooler, and I walked out, walked down the street, got to Las Vegas Boulevard, and I got to the Strip. And I got on the bus and went home. And I counted my money, and I said, woo-wee, gee, money hit the jackpot. Eat, stretch, and rich today. And I went home, and I bought me some burgers at Burger King. And then I stopped again at Jack in the Box. Boy, I ate like 3 times before I got home. That was a long bus ride, but it was a good day for G-Money. Yes, it was. It was a great day. And that's the end of that story. So you enjoy that one, people, because it happens all the time in Las Vegas at the tailgate party at Sam Boyd Stadium at UNLV football games. Yes, it does. So when you come out to a game, you can go to the tailgate party and check it out for yourself.
That's 323-870-43.
intermission break, play a song, and play the Archies, another song from the 60s.
Sugar.
I just can't believe the wonder.
comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Yes.
If you have some questions that you want to send, ask G Money, well, send me some questions, because we do have that section where we can do that part of the show right now. If we have some questions, then I can answer the questions for the listening audience for your questions that you have.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there.
Conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yep, Las Vegas and everybody around the world, I hope you enjoyed my story. It was a good one. I brought it out the rafters on you for a good listening time. It took me back to the days when I was just freelancing and roaming through the city doing what I could do to put some dollars in my pocket. It was a good time. Yep, I had a good time. And that's why I'm still in Vegas, because it's nothing but money here. So I'm enjoying all of the activities in Vegas. Hey, DJ Papa D, do I have any questions anybody sent me that they need my expertise to answer their questions for them?
You know, I think we had one question there. Let me see if I can find it. I think there was one question.
Oh, really? We do have time to do this, right?
Yeah, we have a lot of time. We have about 6 more minutes before we shut the show down. So.
Okay. Hey, I got a joke for you. How many Polacks does it take to screw in a light bulb?
I know you're not asking me, because I'm not going to.
Yeah. It takes 3. 1 to hold the light bulb and 2 to turn the light.
One of these days, you're going to get tired of telling those tired jokes. Okay, here we go. Dear G Money, you seem like a pretty intelligent guy. Oh, wait, I did this one already. Dear G Money, who is your favorite superhero and why? Signed, the Green Hornet.
My favorite superhero, well, I think Spider-Man was my favorite superhero, because Spider-Man could do what a spider can. He can fly, and he was real smooth with the ladies, so I like Spider-Man, and the fact that he could swing from building to building and fly across the city, I like Spider-Man. Yep, and he wore that red and blue. I'm not real thrilled about the red, but I like the blue outfit. Yeah, so I like Spider-Man. Yep, and if I had a chance, I would be dressing up like Spider-Man. Because I can do what a spider can. Yep, Spider-Man is my favorite superhero. Spider-Man.
All right. So we have about 2 more minutes or 1 more minute. Maybe it's time to start giving your thank yous and letting people know what to look forward to this week.
Okay. Well, we always got excerpts from my comedy album. So if you guys are listening to the radio show, you'll hear different excerpts from my upcoming comedy album, G Money the Pimp Comic. And you can hear some of my funnier skits that I talk about, some interesting stories that I talk about, and I turn the laughter up on the jokes so you can hear some new stuff. And I'll have some new jokes for you coming up real soon. I will be telling my radio audience a new set of new jokes that I'm working on. I'm in the studio right now with my pen and my pad, and I'm writing some new stuff as we listen. So that's going to be something to look forward to. And let's see. Well, we got some new people running for election, and that's good. Hopefully they can get rid of President Donald Trump, because I don't think he's going to make it through this election. I'm surprised somebody ain't shot him by now. Ooh, did I say that? Oh, no, I didn't say that. But I'm surprised that Donald Trump hasn't gotten jumped on for the stuff that he's doing. He got 800,000 people working and not getting paid. Oh, they're not going to be able to buy food. They're not going to be able to pay for their car note. They're not going to be able to pay their house note. They're going to have a bad time. And I think they're going to get mad at him, and somebody's bound to do something. I heard there was a kid that went to the White House and had bombs to drop on the White House. Woo-hoo! That was something that was unexpected, but that was actually expected. So I don't know. It's interesting to see what's going to happen now. But anyway, this is G Money, Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to thank everybody for listening to my radio show Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4 o'clock. So I'll be back on the air tomorrow, and I'll let you know what's going on the rest of this week. So thank you for listening to the show. And make sure you tell all your friends, your aunts, your uncles, your cousins, and so forth. And I want to say congratulations to all of my fraternity brothers. Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, the 9th of January was our Founders Day. So all of my frats, I want to say go mob! And if you don't know what that means, then you're not a Phi Beta Sigma man. Because that's our secret code. We tell each other that. Go, Mob. G-O-M-A-B means go, Mob. But I'm not going to tell you what it means. So you got to
I guess it's not a secret anymore, huh?
Yeah, well, they don't know what it means. It's just go, Mob, that's all. That's what it sounds like. That's what we say. But I'm not telling you what it stands for. So, anyway. Oh, I got something else to say. Oh, for all those people that say they're a boss. You know, boss was a code word that the slaves used. Back in the 1700s, they used to say, yes, boss, right, boss, got you, boss. But they were actually calling the boss a stupid son of a bitch. S-S-O-B is boss spelled backwards. And that's what they were calling him, a stupid son of a bitch. And that was the code that the slaves used. So when they said, yes, boss, they were actually telling him something different. Yes, it was. So that's dropping some knowledge on you, because I'm the teacher from the street, and I'm dropping the knowledge on you. So, all right, Papa D, I'm going to see you later tomorrow. And Big Nasty, I'll holler at you tomorrow and later. And I'm out of here. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you for joining Gregory Girard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Girard at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.